950 KBMW.
Doggone it, I'm hungry. Talking about cereal now. Janet Gageland. Switching gears. We're talking Morning Zoo with Kathy Dickman, zoo director.
Yes.
The opener, how many hours?
50
hours till the zoo opens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And every year, I always love the story and the way you tell it about, you know, just getting ready to open the gate.
You know, it's so special each year. I mean, there's a lot of routine in what we do, but yeah, No 2 days are the same.
Well, and you're all on radios, too.
On radios, and my favorite thing is to say, attention, staff.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Gates are opening. One year, I think it was, I was sick,
mm-hmm,
and it was maybe during COVID. I don't remember, but it wasn't that many years ago, and I was so upset that I couldn't be down there. It must have been something like that because
yeah,
I would have normally been down
yeah,
there if it wasn't
no
contagious.
Kidding. No kidding.
And I walked out in the kitchen in my pajamas. And I'm sitting there on the butcher block with my two-way radio Tom brought it home.
Oh, yeah.
So I could still do the opening. But it's so exciting.
It
We're
is.
Very
2025
happy about it.
Season, yeah.
And remember, the cleanup day went wonderful. But we're still in spring mode. So when you come tomorrow, you're going to see the flower beds aren't planted mm-hmm. yet, but that's coming. But you'll see the new fence up by the Otters Bobcat Tigers, which is very necessary and looks very sharp. And mm-hmm. We have some new things in the Nature Center you must check out.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's going to be a great season. We got some surprises coming. And so I'm just very excited. Grandpa's Petting Zoo. We'll have the lambs and goats soon. It's not here for tomorrow.
Okay,
it's
got to
be a little warmer for mm-hmm. these babies. But it's
you got babies too.
We
yeah,
got some babies.
You got
coming.
Some babies. Yeah.
Everybody's like, either they're at home listening right now, going, "Yeah, the little goats are back," or "Oh my God, those goats are back."
The goats are back. I love the goats.
Zookeepers are saying, "Oh my God, the boats are coming back."
Right.
Very looking forward to our summer crew. We had orientation last night for guest services. It's so fun to see some new faces and a lot of returning faces. Oh gosh, and they are the heart. You know, of they're what people see when they come in and when they leave.
You got that zoo opening smile on your face.
I do.
Every year.
I'm excited. You're going to be part of that.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to get a jump start tomorrow on
you
things.
You are. So. Also, WDAY is coming down at 4 in the morning. So you early risers turn on their WDAY. We've got 5 live segments between 5 and 7.
Nice.
We've got you.
You're going to be busy,
We're
yeah.
We're going to be very busy, and we love it that way. So I wanted to draw attention to if you're driving around or you're somewhere and you see a Coca-Cola truck parked, Coca-Cola is sporting Chahinkapa Zoo on the back of their trucks. They do it every year, but we don't always draw attention to it. So these trucks are going all over the region with Chahinkapa Zoo on the back, and of course, check it out on Facebook if you want to see it. We put it on there, and it's one of Bruce Fingerson's beautiful photos.
Right,
and it's a tiger jumping into the water, and you'll see that on the front door, and you'll see all our new window clings from Coca-Cola.
Nice.
So and then
you got a lot of friends.
We have a lot of friends.
Yeah,
and we're happy about that. So
all right.
So friends out there, come. We still have help. We can still have work if you want to help us. If you want to come down tomorrow and clean some Petting Zoo fences, yeah, give me a call so I can expect you, because the zoo otherwise is not opening until 10 a.m. Saturday.
Do you like me, Kathy? Do you like me?
Very much.
Okay, good. Because I'm getting you partly cloudy and 66.
We'll take it.
For Saturday.
That is perfect.
Your weather for the weekend, and Sunday is even better, partly cloudy and maybe 71.
I'm looking
at the extended here. So you are going to have great weather for the opener.
Great weather. The reptiles, the inside reptiles in the Nature Center will be there, of course.
Okay.
The tortoise town will not be open yet, and Snappy's not out yet. We have to wait for those night temperatures.
That's a process to bring him out. You know, put him away for the winter and bring him out again.
It's almost a show.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
It's almost a show. So that's a lot of fun. But the primates have been out every day, And
how are they liking it?
Oh my gosh,
outside,
they love it. And then when they see any, you know, helpers down there, besides the staff,
yeah,
any helpers down there that we have coming in to do things, they're like, "Hi, look at me!"
Yeah.
You know, Nico. You know,
yeah,
Nico.
Well, he's an attention getter. he likes getting attention.
Tal, everybody's excited because that's part of their enrichment, is to see the public too.
Right.
So.
How is Tally doing? Did he have a good winter?
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Of course. And why?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't
he? He's so mellow. It's just like,
why wouldn't he? He's getting all the love and care in the world.
Absolutely. Good stuff. And again, you got porcupines down there. I keep talking about that.
I
got to get
you
down.
Do. You're very excited about that.
I'm very excited that
very
you got
excited
porcupines.
About they're African crested porcupines. So
that's
they're
right.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
So come see them at our fairly newly renovated education animal over by the camels. So these are the animals we take on the road and take to outreach, but you can see them daily as well.
Uh-huh.
You saw some of them in our Easter pictures.
Okay.
Thanks to our crew for the Easter celebration that the animals got their enrichment. We had a lot of pictures online about that. Feeling a little giddy today.
I know. You got, and I call that your opening smile.
You know, first of all, we are excited for our community to come down to see their zoo in action.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also wanting, you know, and we have beautiful people in our community, and they're part of the greeting for all these tourists that come through, because they'll
true.
Be starting to come too.
Yeah.
And we'll welcome so many thousands of people from outside our area who are enjoying our downtown,
all
our restaurants.
Over the place, right.
Yeah. They are in our community and love it.
Every year, it's so much fun. Every year, looking forward to this. And, you know, in those days when we're talking Morning Zoo, like in January and February, it's like, geez, the opener ever going to get here? Well, it's here.
It's here before we know it.
Folks, the weather is going to be beautiful. And just stop down and see what's new at the zoo. And I even mentioned in the radio ad, if you can catch a training session.
Yes.
I brag about this constantly, because if you get to the zoo, you check out a training session, you're going to love it.
Speaking of that, we had the animal behavioral students from University of Minnesota here twice this week.
Wow.
To observe our training.
Okay.
And to learn about animal behavior. Adie and Lacey and other keepers did that, and they're the best at it. They're best at explaining it. And the teacher, she said, this is the highlight every year. We learn, you know, in the classroom, and then we get here and can apply that to what we're seeing with Chihinkapa Zoo.
Just to watch it is a memory in itself. So.
Well, you've been through the zoo with me many times, uh-huh. walking through and how many times do I look like it's the first time I've seen it, even though I'm part of it?
Right.
It's because I've just marveled at everything that's going on. So.
And you're learning so much. I mean, you're learning, the zookeepers are learning, and the animals down there, too, and how that all kind of dovetails together.
Yes.
It's beautiful. 2025 zoo season. And we're going to be down there tomorrow broadcasting live.
Mm-hmm.
Along with, sounds like a lot of other people, too. And you're going to be a TV star. So, you know, I'll try to work my way around that.
you're first, Bill. You're first.
Oh, thank you for that. But, gorgeous, going to be a gorgeous weekend. Stop down. Kathy, great to have you in here.
And I give a shout-out to Daily News, too, because they're doing an opener segment for
All
us.
All right.
So thank
and,
you, everybody.
We're going to talk tomorrow, okay?
Yes.
So we'll see you then.
We'll
it's 8:30 here
at
the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
That's Carlson Family Insurance in Wahpeton, representing auto owner's insurance. Visit Carlson Family Insurance.